Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
Learning Meseches Tainus Daf Yud Beis. The sugi here really starts in Yud Aleph and Beis in the middle of the blot. We'll start from the very beginning of the sugi of Kabbalah's Tainus and Tainus Shois on Yud Aleph and Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeir, Amar Avuna, Yachid shekibul alef tainis, afilu ochel v'shasa kol alayla, l'machu mispal tfilas tainis. If he was makabel tainis the day before, even if the entire night he ate and drank, so he doesn't seem to be fasting yet, but starting the next morning, he could be mispal tfilas tainis. One betanisai, if somebody didn't eat the entire night, he slept and fasting, ain't a mispal so tainis, the next morning he's not mispal tainis. And the Gemara's maskan is, the reason is because he wasn't mekabel the tainus before. In the first case, he's mekabel the tainus the day before. In the second case, he wasn't mekabel the tainus the day before. This is Rashi's girsa. And in the Reisha, the chiddush is that even though l'chayr it's pashat tishu mispal tefilas tainus, he was mekabel the tainus the day before. But the chiddush is that even though he ate and drank at night, so you would think he's not considered fasting. Comes the morning, he's full. He ate and drank the whole night. But still, the morning starts the fast. It's called his fasting because he's starting to fast in the morning and he's makabel the night before. And the chiddush of the sefer is, even though l'chayr, that's the gemara later, that if you weren't makabel the tainus beforehand, it doesn't have a din of a tainus. What's the chiddush of this lun betanisai? The chiddush is that even though he didn't eat the entire night, he's fasting, he's hungry, still, it's not called a tainus because he wasn't makabel before. Even if he didn't eat the whole night, it's still not called a tainus. That's the Gemara. That's the pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi's girsa. There's another girsa, the Rif and the Rambam and the Ben Chananel, which there the Gemara is saying a shtickle bigger chiddush. Both the Reisha and the Sefer is a bigger chiddush according to this other girsa. The other girsa was the girsa of Rif that Amram Ziri Amram Huna Yachet Shekibo of Tainus Shnei Yamim Zeh Zeh. The Yachid's Makabal 2 days fasting, one after the other. Afilu Achel V'shasa Kol Alayla L'macha Mispal Tfilas Tainus. That's the Reisha. Not these Makabal Tainus, and Makabal Tainus 2 days, one after the other. And the Seifa is the same thing, Lom B'tanisa Yeinim Mispal Tfilas Tainus. But it's also going back on the case where he was fasting for 2 days. And the Rif is Mazba like this. The first case, the Reisha is, he was makabel 2 days of a tainus. So you would think that the second day can't be makabel, because you would think he has to be makabel the tainus right before the tainus. So Bishlaim, if he was makabel 2 days straight, that he's going to fast the whole 2 days straight, so that can be maybe one big tainus. But if he's makabel 2 days of tainus, one after the other, but he's going to eat the night in between, you would think he can't be makabel 2 days that way, because it's not one big tainus, he's eating in between. So Mamela, the second day doesn't have a Kabbalah. Kamashma, no, the second day is considered a Kabbalah, and he davens a tefillas tainus. And the Sefer Lom B'Tanisa is like this. Let's say he wasn't makabel 2 days of a tainus. He was only makabel 1 day. And then he decided, after he was tsanah the first day, that he wants to extend the tainus to the next day. So even though he didn't eat it all that night, he's still not mispal tefilas tainus, like the Gemara says, because he wasn't makabel before. So the Reish is a bigger chiddush than it is the Rashi. The Reish is a chiddush that even though he wasn't makabel the day before, he was makabel 2 days before, and in the middle, he ate and drank. So it's not one long tainus. But still it works, the Kabbalah of 2 days ago, even though there's a hefsik of the night, that he ate and drank during the night, it still works to make the Shemekab Mispal Tfilas Tainus on the second day. And the Seif is also a bigger Chiddush. Mam B'Tanisa doesn't mean he wasn't Makabal altogether. Mam B'Tanisa means he was Makabal the first day. So the first day was a real Tainus. So you would think, and that's how the Ritvan the Ran explained, you'll have a Kayach to stretch out the Tainus as long as you're still fasting and make it all one big Tainus. Make the second day an extension of the first day's Tainus, because the Maisid is no Hefsik. Kamashma, no, since Bepoel there wasn't a Kabbalah for the second day, so it doesn't work, and you're not mispal tefilas tainus. That's the pshat of the Rif and the Rach and the Rambam. The Rosh says that he's mesupik lefidus pshat, it's mavur in the Gemara, that you can makabel for 2 consecutive days at one time. And even like we're saying, even if you could eat in between, even if the night you could eat and drink in between, is it only when it's two consecutive days? Or is the chiddush of the Gemara even when it's not consecutive? You could be mekabel tainus even on another day, which is not consecutive to this day. Even mefuzar, the Rosh is mesupik. It's actually a machlekes rishain in the Rosh is safik. The Ritva is klar, that you can only be mekabel two consecutive days. And that's how he learns the machlekes Rav and Shmuel on daf yud beis. Rav says b'mincha, and Shmuel says b'tfilas mincha. He learns that according to Rav, you can be mekabel long in advance. It's not a problem. You can mekabel as many days of tanesim you want long in advance. But according to Shmuel, that's b'tfilas mincha. You have to mekabel dafke each tainus right adjacent to that tainus, right the day before that tainus. So it's a chiddush. You can even mekabel two consecutive days. And even if you're going to eat the night in between, it's also called two consecutive days. Because lemaisa, each day, the tainus is like we explained in the previous year, the tainus is a din in the whole day, even if the isra achil is only in part of the day. But to mekabel in advance, that you can't do. And who would din when you want to mekabel 2 days, if they're not consecutive, you can't be mekabel. That's the Ritva Shita. The Mordechai holds that no, you could be mekabel in advance. He brings Rai from the Minhag Olam, Lagabi Bahab, Lagabi Tainus of Bahab, the Makabal on Shabbos for the Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Rai says you could be a Makabal in advance. So it's a Mordechai. So it's a Machlekes Rishainim, the Rosh is suffix of Machlekes Rishainim. Now, like we said, the Gemara's Maskana was that the reason why in the second case you're not misspelled Tfilas Tainus is because you weren't Makabal. But the Gemara had a Havimina that a different shot. Rav Yosef, this is what the Gemara says. Rav Yosef. Maika Savar Ravuna. What does Ravuna hold? Svirulei Amos Anamu Shais. Does he hold there's no such thing as a Tainus Shais altogether? And a Tainus only works if you Misana the whole day. So in the second case, he wasn't planning on being Misana the whole day. It was only a Tainus Shais. There's no such thing as a Tainus Shais. Adilma Misanamu Shais. Really, there's such a thing as a Tainus Shais. For Misana the Shais, Amen Mispalant Filus Tainus. But someone who's Mitzan L'Shoyis doesn't say a Neinu. Yosef held in both studim that the problem here is because he's not fasting the whole day. He's only fasting Shoyis. They had a Suffolk. Is it Pshat? Is there no such thing as a Taina Shoyis altogether? Or is it Pshat that there's such a thing as a Taina Shoyis, but there's no Neinu by a Taina Shoyis? Amalei Abaya told him, no. Lo'ilam k'sav ravunim Mitzan L'Shoyis, from Mitzan L'Shoyis mispelled Tfilas Tainus. Abaye told him the problem isn't that it's a tiny shayis. There's such a thing as a tiny shayis. A tiny shayis works. And you could say a name by a tiny shayis. Shani hacham, and our gear said is the ikka shayis to lel yudoy kibble amy kar. Because the shayis by night, he wasn't makabal before. The chsarn, you don't have a kabbalah's tinyness. But there's a machlekes rishonim, how precisely to learn pshat in the Gemara, and it's totally in another machlekes rishonim and the inyan of tainus shayis, like we're going to explain. The Gemara's maskon is a din of tainus shayis, and like we said, Abai is saying that by tainus shayis you say anenu. We're going to learn also this, it's going to be tnom and tainus shayis. But Abai says such a thing as tainus shayis. So the shayla the rishonim had was, what's the pshat in tainus shayis? How does it shtim with Shmuel that says that a tainus, you need a kabbalah the day before. That is a shtim with tainus shoyis. The machleik is rishainim. The Ramban, and this is the mashmois of Rashi, and the mashmois of the Rambam, and the Ran seems to hold this way, that when did Shmuel say the din, that you need a kabbalah the day before the tainus, when you're having a tainus for a full day? When you want to have a tainus for a full day, then you need a kabbalah the day before the tainus. Mashengim, when you want to make a tainus shoyis, when you want to make a tainus shoyis, you don't have to have kabbalah the day before. As long as it's a kabbalah before you start the tainus shoyis, that's good enough to be called the kabbalah of a tainus shoyis. The svar is like the rishonim say, because you need a kabbalah before the tainus starts. So that's what we said in the previous year. You need the kabbalah the day before the tainus, because the tainus, when you masana the whole day is considered the yom tainus. That's him, it's a 24-hour tainus. Now, thus, the Isra Achil Ishti is only starting from the Itzachama, but the whole day is called the Yom Tainus. Well, that's what Kam Rishonim say, he could say, and they knew already from Ayriv, the whole day is called the Yom Tainus. So, Mela, when do you need the Kabbalah to make the Chalois Tainis? Before the Tainis starts, the Tainis is considered to be starting at night. That's when the Yom Tainis, even though you're eating and drinking the whole night. So you need the Kabbalah before it's night. The Kabbalah is B'shas Mincha, like the Gemara says. Mashenken the Tainis Shais is just being Masanah the Shais. If you're just being Masanah the Shais, so you need the Kabbalah before the Shais. A Kabbalah before the Shais, that's good enough to be a Kabbalah's Tainis. That's what Kamer Rishayim hold. The Rosh over here, and Taisus and Avay Desire, and one in the first Teretz, says no. Even a Tainis Shais needs a Kabbalah from the day before. If there's no Kabbalah the day before, even a Tainis Shais doesn't work. Mestama the Rosh holds that a Tainis Shais also is a Tainis of the whole Yom. The whole Yom is called the Yom Tainis by a Tainis Shais also. Novas then, as I be by a regular tainus, a tainus yachid, even though the whole yom is the yom tainus, the Isra Achila shtelzich papayel, the Isra Achila practically is dafka from Netzachama till Shkia Sechama, but from Alaysa Shachar really till Sechachavim, but that makes the whole day into a tainus. A tainus shoyis also. If you have a neder to make some shoyis to the day of tainus, that can also make the whole day into a yom tainus. But Lamaisa, it's considered a Yom Tainis from the beginning of the day, therefore you need a Kabbalah from the beginning of the day. That's a Shita Sirash. We'll see how each Shita learns up the Gemara in the beginning of Afyud Bezim and Aleph soon. But the Vaila, this Gemara, the Rosh says that this Gemara is a Mefurish Arayah to him. Here's where he buys the Shita from. So what's the Gemara saying that you weren't Makabal? He's talking about a case of whose Lon B'Tainis, and the next morning you're telling him he can't say a Tfilas Tainis. Why not? Rav Yosef thought because he only is having a Tainis Shais, either there's no such thing as a Tainis Shais, or Tainis Shais doesn't have a Nenu, he's only being Masanah Shais. Abaye said, no, if he's being Masanah Shais, a Tainis Shais, there is such thing as a Tainis Shais, and a Tainis Shais, you do say a Nenu. Now what's missing? You don't have a Kabbalah. Why not? He's Makabal by night? He's Makabal by night? Elam, I Tainis the Rosh, because he wasn't Makabal before the night. So in them state that even Tainis Shais needs a Kabbalah before the night. So that's a pshat in the Gemara. Lom b'Tanisa means he didn't decide the day before he's going to be Masana today. He was Lom b'Tanisa, only decided by night he wants to be Masana. And Memela, you don't have a Kabbalah the day before, so even if it's a Tainis Shais, like Rav Yosef Klar is learning up, L'chair, it's a Tainis Shais here, you still need a Kabbalah the day before. That's Taina Derash. What do the other Rishayim hold? So Rashi wasn't curious in the Gemara the words Deikas Shoyis Delel Del Kibalei Mikara. Rashi says Stam. Rashi says that he wasn't the Kabbal Del Kibalei Mikara. Yegayis Abach Taiches Rashi wasn't the Kabbal Tainis at all. And the Ran also says that Mefurish, that Abai is learning up that there was no Kabbalah's Tainis whatsoever. Nechanami, if there'd be a Kabbalah's Tainis at night, it would work. And he'd say anenu. That's what it means. Masanah l'shayis. And Masanah l'shayis, he'd say anenu. But Shani also, there was no Kabbalah's Tainis. The Bechlal was no Kabbalah's Tainis. The Beis Meir says, a geshmak ashtiku. The Beis Meir says that the Rosh is going l'shitasai. Machlokes, we're going to speak out a little bit later in the shir, if Kabbalah's Tainis has to be bepeh, or even believe it's good enough. Do you have to say the Kabbalah's Tainis, it's a din neder, it's a neder that has to be levati b'svesayim, that you need b'peh neder in order to be a Kabbalah's Tainis? Or is it b'machshava, if someone in his mind, is machlat, he decides with the klarkat, he's going to fast, even though it's b'machshava, is that good enough to be a Kabbalah's Tainis? Rabbeinu Tam, Yishayim bring down here, and it's in the Taisus and Avei Dezara, held that v'leiv is good enough, just as like Nidrei Hektish. By Nidrei Hektish is a din of kol nadiv leiv eilis, that by Hektish is chal b'machshava. B'machshava is also chal neder. It's like Nidrei Mitzvah. Nidrei Hektish is chal b'machshava. That's how the Rosh holds. So male, the Rosh holds Avadi is Mekabel Tainis. Avadi is Mekabel Tainis. He decided to fast. That's called the Kabbalah's Tainis. If he only decided to fast for Shais, so it should be called a Kabbalah's Tainis Shais. So what could possibly be the Chesaron? Tainis Derosh, because he wasn't Mekabel Meyesmo. Vayis says in this Gemara that even a Tainis Shais, you need a Kabbalah Meyesmo. Lashenka and the other Rishayim, Rashi and the Rat, they could hold like the Ri. The Ri holds no. There's no din of that it's Chalva Machshava Lagabe Nidre Tainis. He doesn't have the din of Hektish. Nidre Tainis needs Dafke Dibur. It needs it's a net. He needs Levatibus Asayim. He needs a Dibur. So if you hold, you need a Dibur. So then there's no Malkum for the Rosh's Kasha. It doesn't say in the Gemara that he was Makabal the Tainis. You could teach Abayi that Abayi is saying that he wasn't Makabal the Tainis altogether. He was never Makabal Tainis Bechlau. And Mamela, if he's Makabal Tainis, that would work for Tainis Shais. So these are two Pshatim in the Gemara. You have the Rosh's Pshat that he was Makabal Tainis. Could be Makshav is good enough, like the Beis Meir says. But the problem was he wasn't Makabal Meyasmo. And the Rosh, because of that, Boizai Stichidish and a Tainis Shais Mikabala Meyasmo. But you have the Pshat and the Rishonim, the Ramban, Rashi, that holds that a Kabbalah is Tainis, a Tainis Shais, you don't need Kabbalah Meyasmo. They'll have to learn the Gemara, like Rashi says, like the Ranzimul Mefurish, that there was no Kabbalah altogether. But there's really a third Pshat in this Gemara. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam is also Klar Mashma that a Tainis Shais doesn't need Kabbalah Meyasmo. But when the Rambam brings down this Gemara, the Rambam explains by Lom B'Tanisai, why you don't have a Tfilas Tainis. The Rambam's Lashon is because you didn't have a Kabbalah Mibayid Yoyim. The Rambam's Mavur that the problem is you didn't have a Kabbalah Mibayid Yoyim, a Kabbalah by night wouldn't help. So the Kasha is, the Mefarshim ask, what's the Pshat? If the Rambam holds for a Tainis Shois, you don't need a Kabbalah Mibayid Yoyim. So how come in this Gemara by Lom B'Tanisai is a problem because you don't have a Kabbalah Mibayid Yoyim? Sounds like a Kabbalah at night wouldn't work. Why not? The Tainis Shais, it works. And the same thing is shared in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch brings down both dais. Lagabe, the din of Tainis Shais, needs a Kabbalah Mibayid Yoyim. He brings down the day Rishayna, he brings down Bistam, that Kabbalah's Tainis does not need a Kabbalah Mibayid Yoyim, Tainis Shais. And then he brings the Yeshayim, the Rosh's day, that a Tainis Shais needs a Kabbalah Mibayid Yoyim. But he brings down both days, it's Mashmiel, the Ikur, it doesn't need a Kabbalah Mibayid Yoyim. And he also brings down the Lashon of the Rambam, that the reason why Lon B'Tanisai is not misspelled Tfilas Tainis, because it's missing the Kabbalah Mibayid Yoyim. It sounds like Kabbalah by night wouldn't help. And then this is, that's our Gears in the Gemara, is Mashmiel away. Shani Achadik Shais Delel Yedulai Kibbalah Mikara. Because he's missing the Shais by night, which he didn't have a Kabbalah. Vaisis by now already has a Kabbalah. Comes the next morning, the morning Shais have a Kabbalah. The Shais, the Lil, you're missing the Kabbalah. Sounds like because you don't have a Kabbalah in Bayid Yoyim, how does it stim if you hold that a tiny Shais doesn't need a Kabbalah in Bayid Yoyim? So the two Mahalchim and Nachrenim, you have the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Magen Avraham and Taz hold that any Chanami tiny Shais doesn't need a Kabbalah in Bayid Yoyim. But it needs a Kabbalah from when your Tainis starts. If you have in mind to start the Tainis in a certain time, and you're not Mekabel then, and then in the middle of the Tainis you decide you're going to be Mekabel, that Kabbalah is worthless in Gansen. It doesn't even work for La'aba. Because since you're trying to be Mekabel after the Tainis starts, that's Bechlal, not a Kabbalah. If you're Mekabel before the Tainis shows, that would work. As long as you makabel before the tainis starts, that works. So by a tainis of the whole yom, you need a kabbalah the day before. Because the tainis of the whole yom is a tainis of the whole day. In order to make the kabbalah before the tainis starts, you have to have the kabbalah the day before. But when you want to make a kabbalah for a tainis shais, as long as you didn't start the tainis shais yet, you can make the kabbalah before it starts. That's also called the kabbalah before the start of the tainis. But when you want to make a Tainis Shais, and you start the Tainis Shais, and then you make a Kabbalah, that Kabbalah is completely worthless. That Kabbalah is nothing, because the Kabbalah after the Tainis started. So Kumtais, it's not 100% Bedafka that you need the Kabbalah Mibayid Yoyim. The Ik is because he Taka started the Tainis in the night. He was Lon B'Tanisai, and you didn't have the Kabbalah before the Tainis started. The Lashon Gemara is Meduyik. Dika Shais Delel Yedolikibolei. The Shais tell you that he fasted, that he wants to include in his Tainis, and didn't have a Kabbalah, makes the Kabbalah Nishken good to Kabbalah. It makes the Kabbalah, apostle Kabbalah, doesn't work at all. That's the Mahalach and the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Beis Meir and the Big Dayesh say a different Mahalach. They say that it depends. If he wanted to have a Tainis Shais, So then a Kabbalah during the day is good enough to make that he should have a tainus shoyis. Masha'ken, if what he wanted to do is make a tainus for the whole day, then the Kabbalah is not chal at all. It's not even chal for a tainus shoyis. He's making Kabbalah of a tainus the whole day that you can't do only the day before. L'chayra, the way they're learning, you have to be matchik a little bit in the Gemara. The Rav Yosef held that he's making a tainus shoyis. So Rav Yosef said, I see there's a problem with the tainus shoyis. Habach HaSafik, what's the problem with the tainus shoyis? There's no such thing as a tainus shoyis? Well, there is such a thing as a tainus shoyis, but a tainus shoyis, you don't say aneinu. But Abayi said, no. The problem here is he's not making a tainus shoyis. If he would make a tainus shoyis, it would work. The problem is he's trying to make a tainus for the whole day. And a tainus for the whole day, that needs a Kabbalah before. He didn't have a Kabbalah before. That's the pshat of the Beis Meir and the Big Day Yesha. Now, the Gemara goes weiter. Omer Rav Chista, Hoda Amrit Mesanim L'Shoyis, V'ush Le'Tom Klum Ana Erev. That's only if he didn't anything till the end of the day. Omer Le'Abaya, Hoda Tainus Mali Yisihi. That's a regular good Tainus. What's that a Mesanim L'Shoyis? If he didn't anything till the end of the day, so that's a regular Tainus. Lo'itzricha De'im L'Chem Luchay. So the Rosh says that the Pshat and Im L'Chem Luchay would depend on this Machlokes Rishonim, whether a tainus shoyis needs a Kabbalah me'asmo. The Fili Rishonim that a tainus shoyis does not need Kabbalah me'asmo, so what the Gemara means is like this. If he ate in the morning, so then he can't make a tainus shoyis anymore. A tainus shoyis is only if he didn't eat the entire day. But why is it a tainus shoyis? We're talking about the reason why he didn't eat in the morning was not l'shem tainus. He wasn't planning on fasting that day. But it happened to be it's already chatzais, he didn't yet eat the entire day. And he decides, let me fast the rest of the day. So that would be called a tainus shoyis. So Rav Chista is saying that such a thing is a tainus shoyis, because it's only a tainus shoyis, only part of the day was a tainus. Even though he didn't eat the whole day, but the first part of the day wasn't a tainus. He wasn't doing it l'shem tainus. He wasn't makabel before. But l'maisa happens to be he didn't eat. If you would have eaten in the first part of the day, you can't have a tainus shoyis. The tainus shoyis only works if you didn't eat the whole day. But it's not the pshat that you didn't eat the whole day l'shem tainus. That would be a tainus ma'aliyasa. But if you happen not to have eaten the whole day, for half the day, and then you decide from then on you're going to make a tainus, that's a tainus shoyis. That's a Rav Yishayim learn up the Gemara. The feel the rush that you need a Kabbalah beforehand. So what's the pshat emluchim lich? So the Rosh says, and this also ties in the way to Zarah, Daf Lamed Dalet, Minchaf Dalet, that he made the Kabbalah before that if he doesn't eat for the first half of the day, then he's makabel on himself that the next half of the day should be a tainus shoyis. So if he wants to eat the first half of the day, he could, and then he's not bound to the nether. But if he decides not to eat, that's the Mlucha Imlech, that he decided not to eat the first half of the day. And Memela, it's Chal the Neder on the second half of the day. That's a tainus shoyis. It's not a tainus ma'aliyasa because he could eat the first half of the day if he wanted to. But it's a Kabbalah me'esmol because me'esmol, you already said that if I don't eat the first half of the day, I'm going to be misana the second half of the day. And that's the only way you can make a tainus shoyis lefi the Rosh. Or one other way, if let's say the Rosh also asks him, let's say, you said the day before you're going to be Mis'ana half the day. So if you're only Mis'ana half the day, and then you ate after that, so it wasn't a good tainus because you ate that day. It wasn't a tana shashak olav chama. But if Mlucha Imlech, let's say you made a neder, you're going to fast the first half of the day, and then you decided to finish up the fast the second half of the day. So the second half of the day isn't part of your tainus because you never were Mekabalit before. You weren't Mekabalit Mibayd Yayim. But we bout there's a din of tainus shoyis, so the first half of the day is a tainus. That's a tainus shoyis. And as long as l'maisa, you're going to finish the tainus and finish up the second half of the day, that's also called a tainus shoyis. And these are the two pshatim in the Gemara, but these are all according to the Rishonim, according to Rav Rishonim, that there's no such thing as a tainus shoyis unless l'maisa, you didn't eat the entire day. First Meimer of Chista is telling you that if you eat before the tainus shoyis, you can't have a tainus shoyis. Has mishlei tom klum oisiyim. And the second Meimer of Chista of Kol tainus l'shakol of chamalaf tainus is telling you the other way. It's telling you that it's only a tainus if you finish the entire day with the tainus. So if you eat before the tainus, that can't be a tainus shayis. That's the first maimer of Avchista, that itom klum arev. And if you eat the second half of the day, that can't be a tainus shayis, because of the second maimer of Avchista, that called tainus leshakal of chamal of tainus. Maisa the Rambam, al kaponim al girsin the Rambam, the Magamishnah brings from the Rashba a girsin the Rambam that the Rambam was chayzer. But the Rambam that we have says that even if you ate the first half of the day, you could have a tiny choice. And the Yishalmi is mayor that way. The Yishalmi is klar that even if you ate the first half of the day, you could have a tiny choice. So the Rishayim say that the Rambam learned that the two memras of Chista are the same memra. The girsin serach is Rav Chista l'tamei. That he says, and then are both saying that you have to finish the day betainus. The start of the day doesn't have to be betainus. Even if you ate in the beginning of the day, that's still called the tainus shoyis. A little bit shver, how to learn the shak of the tayyah, what was abayis kasha, ha tainus ma'al yisuhu. The farishim speak about it. Balka upon him, that's the pshat in the Gemara. And the Rambam holds that even if you ate in the beginning of the day, it's called a tainus shoyis as long as you didn't eat at the end of the day. That's Pashut Pshat in the Rambam. The one who holds like the Rambam is also the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh also is Meirich to stim the Bavli with the Yishalmi, that the Yishalmi says that you can have a tainus even though you ate earlier that day. To stim the Bavli and the Yishalmi, that the Bavli also only means that you have to finish the day betainus. But it's okay even if the beginning of the day you ate. So according to the Rambam and the Rav Yoh, if you ate in the beginning of the day and then you decided to make the rest of the day a tainus, you could have a tainus shoyis. It's only you have to finish the day betainus. That's the Parshat Pshat in the Rambam and the Rav Yoh. We don't paskin like that, but that's the Parshat Pshat. You could also learn in the Rav Yoh, though it's not that much mashed away in the Rambam, it's a shayla how to learn the Rav Yoh. The big Deyesh is mashed and learned the Rav Yoh, that hu adin, if you mekabel me'esmol, you could have a tainus in the beginning of the day. But then you have to start from the beginning of the day, but you don't have to finish it. Either one is good. Either you mekabel me'esmol, you can have a tainus from the beginning of the day, or if you mekabel during the day, then you can have a tainus, but it has to go till the end of the day. You can't just make a tainus in the middle of the day. But like we said, the Rambam's mashman, I know, the only way you can make a tainus is only if you finish the day with a tainus. You don't have to start the day with a tainus, we have to finish the day with a tainus. Rav Yishayin them on that you have to not eat the whole day. The only question is, it doesn't have to be the whole day was l'shem tainus. Even if part of the day wasn't l'shem tainus, as long as the rest of the day was l'shem tainus, that's good enough to be called a tainus shoyis. Now, what pshat in the Yishalmi lefidos Yishayinim? So Pashas of Pshat is Yishalmi and the Bavli argue. The Yishalmi doesn't hold that it's t'nai that you need that the tainus should that he shouldn't eat the whole day. The Bavli holds of it. Yishalmi doesn't. Machlekes Bavli and Yishalmi. But the Rosh has a different Pshat, and this is Taka Machlekes Yishayinim. The Rosh says Yishalmi doesn't mean legabe tainus, legabe if it's called a tainus. Avad, it's not called a tainus. But the Rosh means that you have to mekayim your neder. And this gets us into another machlekes Rishayim. You have in this Gemara a few times that something is not called a tainus. You have the Gemara is a shaila if tainus shayis bechlal is a tainus. The Gemara says that tainus shayis is a tainus, but there's a tanai. It has to be like tom klum eisayim. If not, it's not called a tainus. You also have if you're not mekabel me'esmoil, it's not a tainus. Is a shayla if that applies to tainus shoyis or not, like we discussed barichus earlier. All these things that are not called the tainus, what's the pshat? Rashi is mashma, few places in the sugya, that it means that you could eat. If you have a ned the tainus, if you said areini betainus, but even that it's not called the tainus, l'mashal, you weren't mekabel me'esmoil, or it was a tainus shoyis, if you hold a mesan on the shoyis, or b'ayfin that you can't be misan l'shayis, like you were tom already that day, so Rashi's mashmi, you can eat. You can go and eat. It's not chal the kabbalah's tainus b'chlal. Also, other Rishayim hold that way. The Ritva is Mayrich, he asks, what's the pshat you could eat? What happened to the nether? If you make a nether not to eat, what's the difference if it is a tainus, it's not a tainus, why isn't that a pasha the nether? Why are you mechuyev al tilchus adarim liyachal devaray? If you make a neder not to eat something, or not to eat for a certain time, so why isn't it a good neder? Because a neder means an issa cheftza. A neder is when you say dov is a asur alai. That's a neder. You say dov is a asur alai. It's chalach alay sister on the cheftza. It's a neder you can't eat because of liyachal devaray. Mashenka, when you say ahe betainis, you're not making a neder on the chefza. You're making a neder on the gavra. You're saying, I'll be betainis. That's a issa gavra. It's a mitzvah. It's a nidre mitzvah. It's not a neder on the chefza. So then, if it has a chaloy shem tainis, it has a keem of the mitzvah's tainis, why there's a zacha tainis? The Navi talks about a tainis. There's such a thing as being kaveya tainis. So if this is a tainis, it has a din tainis, so male, the neder is a nidre mitzvah. It's called the neder, a betainis. Mashenkein, if I'll be the chazal, this is not called the tainis, for whatever reason. It's a tainis shoyis. It's a tainis shoyis that you ate that day. It's a tainis that you were in mekabel me'esmo. So male, the neder is not a neder b'chlal. You're trying to mechayiv yourself on something, but there's no such thing. There's no such tainis. Yudva says, I'll bring you a raya that the nidre tainis is not an issa cheftza. Because the Gemara says here on this blot that if someone makes a neder and already the day was already has an issa tainus on it because of Megillas tainus or for whatever other reason, so Megillas neder is nidcha because of the issa tainus it has on that day. Now by regular nedarim, there's a din, nedarim chol nal dvar mitzvah. Someone says, kainim sukkah alai. Kainim sukkah sheini yeshiv. He can't sit in the sukkah on sukkahs, even though it's a chiyuv sukkah. But it's too bad. There's an issa lav. He has an issa neder to sit in the sukkah. Stam yasi matan neder, but the vial, if he's not matan neder, he can't sit in the sukkah. Someone says, kaina matzah alai. He can't eat the matzah. What's the shot? Why don't you say, he's mushba v'aymid mahar Sinai? So the Gemara explains in the Dharm, machal nadvar mitzah. And the Gemara explains like the Rishonim explained, because the neder is chal on the chefzah, the mitzah is on the gavra. He's not saying that he's not going to do the mitzvah. He's making a chaloy sisser on the chefza. And mainly he can't do the mitzvah. I'll say, mechil ma'adam davar asaloy. Hashenkin shvua. Someone makes a shvua that he won't sit in a sukkah. Someone makes a shvua that he won't eat matzah. So you say, he can't make such a shvua, because he's already mechuyiv. It's mushavayim in Mahar Sinai. Sug in the second parak of the Darin. And what's the chaluk of shvua? Is a din in the gavra. It's an issa gavra. The gavra is already mechuyev. He can't go and change his chiyev by making a shvua. So same thing with the tainus. If he's already mechuyev not to fast that day, so he can't say, hey, but tainus. The gavra is already mechuyev. This is what the Ritva says, Eifenot. Al Kaponim, this is the shita that holds that when you make a kabbalah's tainus, and it's not a tainus, it's not chal b'chlal. But the Rosh holds to shtim the Yerushalayim with the Bavli and Ischal. It's chal and issa not to eat. Just doesn't have a shame tainus, but it's chal and issa not to eat. Yitaka not allowed to eat. So even if you have a kabbalah's tainus, which the Gemara says is not called a tainus shoyis, b'oifin that you ate that day, or a tainus you weren't makabal me'esmael, you mechuyiv not to eat. You have to keep your neder. It's just not called a tainus. My nafkimina that it's not called a tainus. You have an afkimina legabe anenu. And a Gemara L'chayr is Mavur, L'gabe Rav Yosef's Havimina, that there's a tzad that you say Mis'anim L'shoyis, but you still don't say Anenu. So, Mayn Afkimina, L'gabe Mis'anim L'shoyis, Bishleim, like Rashi, it's very good. An afkimina, you have to keep your nether. But if you have to keep your nether anyway, and you don't say Anenu either way, so what's an afkimina if it's called Mis'anim? So, Yishayim say another afkimina, L'gabe, let's say you makabal on yourselves that you're going to have a certain amount of tanesim. You said, Arei Alai, to have a certain amount of tainesim this year. So that's a shayla. If a tainus shayis, it's called a tainus. Or a tainus lakil mesmol, is called a tainus. Taisin of Adesar says even more, that the pshad is an afkimin. If you get schar tainus, there's a mitzvah tainus. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, as you do it for tshuva, or for whatever it is, to mevatel gzeira. But vaisis is a shame tainus, that you get schar for it. And the shayla is this called a tainus to get the sky for the tainus? But this is the shittas harosh and the Shulchan Aruch passes this way that even b'ayfin that it's not called the tainus is still an isra achila because of the neder. This is the machlokes rishayim. Nachan Akuda already mentioned it. Now we'll speak about it more. Bebriers. The Mar brings the name of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel kol tainis shlekibom b'yoyim laf shemei tainis. So the Rosh brings Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam, there was a Maisa Shehoya, someone who's Mekabal on himself, Kama Tanesim. And he fasted all the Tanesim with Mekabal, but he wasn't Mekabal on himself. He didn't say a Kabbalah's Tainis for all these Tanesim. So Rebbeinu Tam says his Yetzis Chiv Ned, he doesn't have to fast over these Tanesim. And Kinir Rebbeinu Tam is saying two Svaris. One Svar Rebbeinu Tam says that the Hiru B'Leiv is good enough. You learn that from Nidri Hektish. It's like we said, it's a Machlokes. Rebbeinu Yehuda held that it's not good enough. But on this, the Rosh Paskins like Rebbeinu Tam, that Hiru is good enough. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch seems to Paskin. But another thing Rebbeinu Tam says, Rebbeinu Tam wants to learn up that Shmuel is only Lechatchila. Only Lechatchila after Mekalim B'Yayim. But he says, Lo Yishmei Tainis, he means Lechatchila. But b'di'evid, it's called a tainus even if you weren't mekabel mibaydiyot. There, it seems, if Rebbeinu Tam held that way, he's a das yachid, and we don't paskin that way. We paskin that it's not called a tainus if he wasn't al kaponim mahara mibaydiyot, that he's going to have a tainus. One more nekuda, right in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amos mekabelay. When are you mekabel the tainus? Ravam b'mincha u'shmulam b'tfilas mincha. Rav says in the time of Mincha, after Chatzai is the time of Mincha, and Shmuel says, but tefillas Mincha when you're davening Mincha. It's a machlokes rishonim. What's the pshat in this machlokes? Is the pshat that everyone's maskim to Shmuel that you can mekabel it by tefillas Mincha? But Rav says you don't have to mekabel by tefillas Mincha. This man Mincha is good enough, and Shmuel holds, but davke you should mekabel by tefillas Mincha. That's a pshat that's mashmah. Rashi says it's pshat. And the Ritva, and the Ran, and the Rosh, they hold it as pshat. In this pshat kufa, kaneri tzemachleikas ha-peiskim, if the pshat that Shmuel that says you need tefillah, is that bedafka? And you're not yetza if you do it not by tefillah? Or is it not bedafka? And the chatkhili, you should do it by tefillah, but yetza, it blames the Kabbalah's tainess, even if it's not during the tefillah. The Torah, he says that since it's not klar if we pass it like Rav or like Shmuel, there's some passing him like Rav and some passing him passing him like Shmuel. He says, "Memeli yishim mekabel not during mincha because the shail of hefsek in the tefillah, that's a shail of hefsek in tefillah yishim mekabel not during mincha." The Yosef is bothered. Why? What's the pshat in that? Hey, Yosef, according to Shmuel, it doesn't work if you mekabel not during mincha. So what's the pshat when you have a machlokes yishim mekabel dafka not during mincha? According to Shmuel, you're not Yetzer. Mefalpel, to say different pshatim in the Torah. Baal Kapanim, the Beis Yosef is Mashman, he held that according to Shmuel, you're not Yetzer the Kabbalah if it's not during the Tfilas Mincha. And that's how he brings it in Shulchan Aruch. Amos and Mekabel, he says, but Tfilas Mincha, he doesn't say another Yetzer. The Bach and the Magen Avraham say no. That then this is the pshat in the Torah. And the Ramah also seems to pass away. The most of passings like the Torah, to Mekabel not during Mincha, that even according to Shmuel, Yeyetza, if you're not Mekabel during Mincha, they mention if you're Mekabel after Mincha. The Emesis Mashmas Machlokes Ritva and Ran. The Ritva says that Shmuel, the reason why he holds you need tefillah, he says in Chesantis Svara, he says it's not really a neder, it's not, it sounds like Stam a neder, Lahar el Atzmai, which doesn't work. But when you do the Kabbalah in Tefillah, so that's a kvias. Just like when you Mekabel Shabbos and Yom Tov, you Mekabel in Tefillah, that makes a kvias. So the Kabbalah makes a kvias, that makes a shaf, that makes a chalais Kabbalah. It's Mashman the Ritva, that it's Likuva. The Ran says the reason why you need a Kabbalah but Tefillah, he says, Rav says you can Mekabel as long as it's Mincha Gedailah. And Shmuel says, no, you need Tefillah as Mincha, Mishin the Boyish, the Kabbalah Smucha Latinus. You mean the Kabbalah should be smucha l'tainus. It sounds from the Ran that the tefillah is lav davka after mincha is also good. That also would make it smucha l'tainus like the Magen Avraham and the Bach. So Kinnerit a machlokes rishonim l'filis mahalach that Kamer rishonim say that Rav holds you don't need tefillah and Shmuel holds you b'davka need tefillah. Is that a din l'chatchila? Or is that in b'di'evit? The Magen Avraham writes a lashon v'chein muchach b'gemara. The Gemara is mashma according to Shmuel, it's not l'chatchila. How is it Mukhi B'Gemara? The Netzivim, Reime Sadeh, is Masmer, because Shmuel says two Memers. Shmuel says one Memer called Tainus that you weren't Mekabel Mibayit Yayim is not a Tainus. And then it says, Amos Mekabel B'Tfilis Mincha. If it was Likuvi, he should have said one Memer called Tainus that you weren't Mekabel B'Tfilis Mincha Mibayit Yayim is not a Tainus. It's like the Ik is the Kabbalah has Fim Mibayit Yayim. Tfilis Mincha is Manish the Lechat Chila. Like we said, some basketball not that way. There is another pshat in the Mechleikas Rav and Shmuel, that even Shmuel holds that you don't have to mekabel in Tfilas Mincha, it's not even a Maila. The pshat is Shmuel holds that you could be mekabel in Tfila. The Kabbalah's Tainus are the Shaykhs to the Tfila. It's Shaykh to mekabel Tainus in Tfila. And Rav holds, no, Rav holds the Kabbalah's Tainus doesn't have a Shaykhs to the Tfila, and Mamele, you're not mekabel by Tfila. The Chedush Yeroh, the Eshkol say, what's the Shaychas, the Kabbalah's Tainus, the Tefillah, he says, Yishim Mekabel and Tefillah B'Davka, Kedei, that B'Shas the Kabbalah, Yishim David, Eibush, you should accept your Tainus B'Rotzen. That's the B'Shad and Shmuel. Avos no, Sadnish B'Tefillah, Yishim B'Davka, not say B'Tefillah. According to that, it's Pashit, that the Kabbalah's Tainus works even according to Shmuel, without the Tefillah. And now one last Nakuda. The Gemara on Yud Beis and Beis discusses the inyan of Loiva Adam Tanisa Yipereya, that sometimes if someone decided a certain day should be the day of Tainus, that will be Mekayim his Neder on the Tanesim to make, then he decides to eat, he could eat, and then be Mesan a different day. The Gemara says that a Tainus Chaloim, you can't do that. Like a Tainus Chaloim, it has to dafka be the day that you had the Chaloim Rat. And the Gemara says there, V'amr Avra Mechas Shem Rav Chom B'Gur Merav, Yofa Tainus L'Chaloyim Ke'esh L'Na'iris. A Tainus is good for a Chaloyim like fire to flax. In other words, it mamish destroys the bad Chaloyim. And if Chista Amar U'Boy B'Yayim, has to Tafka be B'Boy B'Yayim. It was Mazbeh, because on that day you still are very concerned about the dream, you still are taking the message from Shemayim very, very seriously, so mainly you're going to do a richdige tshuva. That's why it's going to work. Mashengen, you push it off. So already you're showing you don't care so much about it. You're not taking it so seriously. By the time the next day comes, you'll be calmed down. You won't be misani. You won't do the tshuva richdig. And the Gemara says, Amrav Yosef afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you could do a tainus chalayim. And the Gemara says, Maitekante, Leisef tanisa l'tanisa. Which means, l'chaira, you're being mevatel einik Shabbos, what you do about that? You make a tainus for the tainus. Yudva says in Chisant Azach, l'chaira, if it's mutter, he discusses barichas, if it's mutter to be misana, so what's the pshat? You have to make a kapara for the tainus, if you're l'chatchil to be misana. So what's the lace of tanisa l'tanisa? He says, because it's your maisim ron that were goyim, they should have the chalim ra, that you shouldn't be able to misanik Shabbos to begin with. So it's kind of your fault, it's not mamish and einis. You mainly have to make a tainis in order to be misakin that you didn't have the einik Shabbos. But in the ikad din, that you're allowed to fast the tainis chalim on Shabbos, shtelzuch the shayla, why? Why are you allowed to fast the tainis chalim on Shabbos? Now, if you're going to say that the din, that you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, is a din derabbanan, the kash is not so shver, heim amru v'heim amru. If it's a takanas chacham, so Chazal could say that on our own gezeru we can make it mutter, like the tzarech, a tainas chaloyim, we can make it should be mutter to fast. But if you're going to say that the issa to fast on Shabbos is the raisa, like we're going to explain, so what's the pshat? So, the Rishonim say, Rashi already kamat says, Rashi says, Afilu b'Shabbos yachol l'sanis yishis batal tsar gufay. And the pshat is that he's l'chayr fataiching, why is it mutter? The Ritva here and the Torah in Simon Reish Peches explains a little bit more that the whole issa tainus and Shabbos is an einig, is also din einig. And Mamela here, it's more of an einig, not more of an einig to fast. You're not going to enjoy Shabbos by eating because you're going to be real, you're going to be scared about your dream. You're going to have agmas nefesh from your dream. You're going to understand it's better to fast because then you'll be able to vat l'jim. It's not worth it eating. It's not worth it. So it won't be enjoyable to you. The enjoyment you're going to have on Shabbos is fasting and realizing that this way you're taking off your dream. You're taking off the gzeir ra from the dream. So who's the one that holds that the issa tainus and Shabbos the raisa? Pashas the mefurish Rambam and it's a psak aloch and shulchan aruch. The Rambam in Ilchus Shavuos perek aleph aloch vav discusses the din that a shvuah doesn't work when it's levatalis and mitzvah. And it's dafka by a mitzvah deraisa, by a mitzvah derabbanan, and shul could be mevatel mitzvah derabbanan l'dasa Rambam. And the Rambam there clearly says, he says a shul not to eat matzah, not to sit in the sukkah, and he also says, l'sanish m'shabaz v'yamim tevim. So it's clear from the Rambam that tainis v'shabes and yantav is an isa deraisa. And the Zayis, it's also brought la'alacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tavkuf Ayin, that says clearly that making a shvua at Lisanis Bechanaku Purim is the shvua's chal, because it's the Rabbanan. Mashiach, and you're making a shvua to Misana on Shabbos and Yontif, Shulchan Aruch says it's not chal. Weiss is clear that the Isit Tainis is the Reisa. As I stated, the Rajba says this in the Rambam, the Rajba's in Shuvah's Rajba, Simon Reish Yadal, Chelakal, Simon Reish Yadal, and the Rambam Weiss holds that the din of Isit Tainis and Shabbos and Yontif is the Reisa. We said the Shulchan Aruch seems to bask in that way also. As I state in the Magen Avraham and Simon Reish Peches, Sivkot and Zayin. Shail is, where does it come from? Where does this din de Reisa come from? The Emes is too, I find him how you could say it. One is you could learn, this is what the Prima Gadim says in Reish Peches on that Magen Avraham and Sivkot and Zayin, that it comes from the Pasuk of Chlu Ayayim. That means it's also a taz in Ilchus Chanukah, Simon Tafrei Shayin Ches, it's Shleibim Kaimer Legamri. The taz is in the simon of the Shulchan Aruch in Ilchus Chanukah, which discusses whether if you only have money to buy Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos and that, which has Kedima. The taz there says from the Klorkain that Sudish Shabbos is their Isa, he says. And he says a very big Chiddush there. He says, Achlu Ayayim, all the Joshes, the Gemara learns in Kalkisif from Achlu Ayayim, he learns there is their Isa. And he says, it's Pashit that's Madcha, the Ner Chanukah. It's Pashit that comes before Ner Chanukah, which is the Rabbanan. Including in that, he says, Lecha Mishnah, and the din of Shalish Sudais, not just the Issa Tainis. The din of Lecha Mishnah, and the din to eat Shalish Sudais B'Shamis, halt the Taz over there, to all their Isa. The Chiddush. Amin Shulchan Aruch, it just says, Issa Tainis is their Isa. But Lechaya, if you're learning it out from Echlu Ayayim, the Pashte, the Krav, Achlu Ayayim is about the going on the Mon. Elamai, you're going with the Gemara's Drosh and Perikol Kisvet, and Achlu Ayayim is telling you the din of Sudah Shabbos. The Chayr and Dem state that the Sudah Shabbos is also their Isa. Nazai is a Mashmais in the Rajba, in the Chedushim and Brachis, in the 7th Perik of Brachis, where the Gemara says that if you skip that Skar Meinam Ayur B'Shabbos V'yam Tevim, you mechuyiv to say over the benching, because you mechuyiv to eat, Moisagi B'loy Achel. So the Rajba there learns, Yantif doesn't mean all Yantif. Yantif means Dafka Yomishin of Pesach and Yomishin of Sukkot, where there you have a chiyuv matzah, and al tesvav tesvav you have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. So there you have a chiyuv to eat pas and to bench. But doesn't mean the other days of Yantif. That's how the Rajba learns. Also in Chelek Dalin, he also learns in Tshuvas Rajba that way. But Shabbos he learns is the Raisa. Basically, he's learning up that the Chiyav Achilas Pass is the Raisa. The Chiyav Achilas Pass is the Raisa. The Chaya only comes from the Chlu Ayayim that you learn like the Taz, that the din of a Chlu Ayayim, the din of Shalish Sudis B'Shabbos, and Shalish Sudis would pass, because they were talking about the Man, which is Lechem, is all a din de Raisa. That's a big Chiddush, that's what some Peskim hold, that's what the Taz holds. Or you could say, as I state in the Bach and Simon Tafk of Tzadik Zayin, that it's also din of a kiras l'shabbos einik. Now the din of a kiras l'shabbos einik has a din deraisa. The Bach there says, because divrei Kabbalah ke divrei Torah dami. You can learn a little bit more. I saw in the Igris Meisha, in Chelek Dalad, Simon's Erechayim, Chelek Dalad, Simon Samach, he says, l'gabi kovet Shabbos, but avad it's hu adin v'hu atam for einik Shabbos. Says the Rambam says in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Lamed, that there are four mitzvahs of Shabbos. Two of them are deraisa, and two of them on a spiral day neviim. Arba dvarim nerim b'shabbos, shnayim in a Torah, shnayim divisayvim mifroshim a day neviim. Shabbatayr zacha v'shamar, zacha and shamar deraisa, kiddush alakais v'chuli, shenispash neviim kavid v'aynik, shnayim v'kiras l'shabbos aynik l'chvesh Hashem v'chubit. The din aynik Shabbos and kavid Shabbos is midivisayvim, it's a spirish a day neviim. Taina Rav Moshe, what he means is that a lot of times the Gemara says when you have a mitzvah that's in the Nevi'im, really it's Halach al-Moshe Mi-Sinai. But the Nevi'im was Mechua Akra. So this is what he means. When he says Medivei Seifim, he doesn't mean it's not Deraisa. He means it's no Mefurish Pasuk. But he learns that the Din of Kavod V'Einik Betzim is a Din Deraisa. The Kerasa L'Shabbos Einik L'Deisha Mechubit is a Din Deraisa, which is the Sparish Ayidei to Nevi'im. but not that it's a tekanes chachamim. Lefizeh, you could say also that the isat tainis on Shabbos is also einik, because you need einik Shabbos. That's the isat tainis on Shabbos. But the din of shalish sudis, the din of lechem mishnah, the din of pas, and that could be istaka derabanan, and chlu ayayim is kipshita and ismachta ba'alma to a din derabanan. Vad it's a chiv, but it's only a chiv derabanan. But the isat tainis, where they not having any einik Shabbos b'chlal, it's a bitlam v'karasal Shabbos einik. That is a din of a deraisa. But either way you learn, we have the shverkeit. So why is the mutta for tainis chalaim? And we have this answer, because since the Ikka din is also einig, if it's also krasel Shabbos einig, it's pashit. But even if it's also chlu ayayim, you could learn that the din of a chlu ayayim is a taich in the mitzvah of einig. L'chai, you're going to have to learn l'fiza, also the mitzvah of einig is deraisa. Not as the din of a chlu ayayim, a deraisa, the din had to be mekayim, the mitzvah is einig. But if for you it's not an einig, you're not having any einig from it, so then you don't have to do it. Then I said, not for taichin, because it's mefurish din, simon reish peches, that someone who can't eat, it's pashit like he's nauseous and he absolutely can't eat, it's the biggest tzar for him to eat, he doesn't eat the suda shamus. If you're going to say, a chlua yayim is a mitzvah deraisa of achila, why not? It says, because it's not an einig for him. But what about the mitzvah of a chlua yayim? I says, a chlua yayim is a din midine einig. Even if you hold the mitzvah deraisa comes from a chlua yayim. Mainly here, where there's no einig and eating, you're not going to be enjoying yourself, okay? You're going to be all upset, oh, you have to eat, I'm not able to mevatel the chalom ra, so mainly the einig is not the fast. The Maril, Seifel Chizyantiv, says a very interesting thing. He says, that's also Lagabe Shabbos. Lagabe Shabbos, it says you're allowed to fast, because that's your einig. But a tainis Lagabe Yomtiv, no. The Maril holds for Yomtiv, you can't fast a tainis chalom. Because a Yomtiv is a din of simcha, and ain't simcha l'vavasu v'yayin. And mainly you can't fast the tainas chalayim. L'chayah, what he means to say, is there's a chilek between the mitzvah of einig and the mitzvah of simcha. The mitzvah of einig is beside a personal thing. You personally enjoy it. If you're not enjoying it, you'd rather fast, so that's not an einig. Mashayke and simcha, you have to celebrate. Even if you'd rather not celebrate, you're not in the mood of celebrating, but you have to celebrate. You have a chi of simcha. So the chiyuv simcha will prevent you from fasting, even if you'd rather fast. As I state in the Maril, the ma'aseh we don't pass in that way. All the paiskim pass in that yom tov also you fast the tainas chalayim. What's the pshat? So I think the pshat is that the chiyuv simcha itself doesn't tell you not to fast. Fasting is not a steer to the chiyuv simcha. And even though it's dinavein simcha l'b'yayin, and even though the chiyuv simcha is all 8 days, but you don't need to drink yayin all 8 days. There's no mitzvah deraisa to drink yayin all 8 days, or all 7 days of Pesach. There's a chiv simcha all 7 days, all 8 days. There's a chiv to drink yayin, but the yayin doesn't have to be every single day. Now, I'm very often a raya to this. The second parak, it's mevura sugya, that if the bezin is geizah tenesim on the tzibur, and it comes Chanukah and Purim, the tzibur continues fasting Chanukah and Purim, which is the rabbanah. It comes Shabbos and Yontif. The Tzibah doesn't fast, because Shabbos and Yontif is the Raisa. Vitzi Cholamayid. It's Mavur and Cholamayid, they do fast. So, the Magen Avraham, at the end of Siman Tovkuf Ayin, brings the Raya that Rosh Chodesh is only the Rabbanan. There's a discussion there. Fasting on Rosh Chodesh, is that Issa the Raisa or the Rabbanan? It brings the Raya, it's the Rabbanan from this din. The Balt, it says that when the Tzibah is Geyser at Tainus, and then it comes Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh is nidcha b'mnei ha'tainis. In them state, Rosh Chodesh is the Rabbanan. Zok the Prima Gadim. In Siman Tovkuf Ayin Beis, it's brought in the Mishnah Berurah there. By the same logic, you'll have to say Chol HaMoed is also the Rabbanan. If it be the Raisa, then the Tainis Tzibah wouldn't be Deichet. But what happened to the Chi of Simcha? There's a Chi of Simcha on Chol HaMoed. Vayis states that Tainis is not a steer to Simcha. It's only a steer to Einig. So on Yantiv Einich and Ami, Yantiv could be there's also a Chiv Einig. Not just the Chiv Simcha. There's a Chiv Einig Movan the Chiv Simcha. That's why you're Mechuyiv to have Sudis on Yantiv, to have the Dafka Pass, and that, Mitzad the Chiv Einig, not Mitzad the Chiv Simcha, because Chalamayr also has a Chiv Simcha. And the Chiv Einig, but the Chiv Einig, that's Nidcha because it's an Einig the fast. That's why, according to the Rambam, there isn't Issa Deraisa the fast on Yantiv. He says that Mefurish. But that's Mitzad the Chiv Einig. But Mitzad the Chiv Simcha, There is no issa. That's why he says Dafka Shabbos or Yantiv, this an issa to fast. Chol HaMoed, he doesn't say you make a shuah to fast on Chol HaMoed, it's not chal. Adrabba, you see that the gzeira of a tainis sibur is chal even on Chol HaMoed. Vaistei simcha doesn't make it that you shouldn't fast. You could have simcha by fasting. I need basa v'yayin. Tainis says you don't need basa v'yayin every day.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.